Okay, this evening is Divrei Torah, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Aryeh Leib ben Moshe, our label Dulitz, for whom the 11 months of Kaddish end as we speak. There's a curious Rashi, famous Rashi and a curious Rashi in this week's Parsha. A Parsha which spends an enormous amount of real estate in Chumash on a single story, which we hear more than once. You hear about Eliezer planning for his search for a kala for Yitzhak, and then we see it actually happening. And then not only does the Torah allow us to watch it happen, the Torah then gives us the opportunity to be a fly on the wall as Eliezer has the subsequent conversation with Rivka's family and tells them about what just happened. And Rashi quotes the comment of Chazal, they're puzzled why the Torah devotes so much space to this one story. And their response, that there's something so significant about the conversations, not only of the others, but of Eliezer, who worked for Avram Yitzhak, that gets so much more space than Tilei Tilim Shalalachas, entire multiple mitzvahs can be fit into a single pasuk later in Chumash. And here we have tens and tens of psukim telling and retelling this story. You look at that, you're not sure whether that's an answer or just a restatement of the question. Why indeed? Why indeed do we have to hear so much? If the Torah, if every word is counted and every word is impactful, so why? So Yaakov Kamenetsky, in thinking about this comment of Chazal, he points out that it reminds us maybe of something that was said around 2,000 years later. The Rambam, in a number of places, speaking about his own Svarim, he insists that he would, if his thousandth parak Sefer Mishnah Torah, say, if I could have written it in a single parak, I wouldn't have taken two. He was very intent on being as concise as possible. And yet, towards the end of his Pirush on Maseches Brachos, there's a long discussion of Agadata, about Emunah and Darkei Hashem. And then at the end he says, I'm sorry, I apologize. I know I've been uncharacteristically lengthy, but whenever there's an opportunity to talk about Ikari Emunah, I'm going to take that opportunity and I'm going to dig in. And it's something that he does repeatedly throughout his Pirush al Torah. So a number of Svarim see in Yafas Yichasun Shal Avdi Avos something similar. And there are certain things that are conveyable with a word or two. But the other things that really there's nothing quite like seeing it live. Nothing quite like seeing an event unfold to teach us, particularly items in the world of Tikkun HaMidos. We're just talking yesterday morning here about the opportunity that Vayera gives us to watch the model of Avram Avinu, to watch the way Avram does Chesed, to watch the way Avram is able to shift immediately to someone else's needs, and in such a personalized and specific way, and to watch the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Chesed, to watch the way it coins the Ramban and the Chizkuni and the Seferno, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't even come to say anything. And that's why the Torah just tells us that he appeared, because he just came to be there with Avram, whether it was for Bikur Cholim, to cement the covenant, the bris, or simply to give Avram Avinu a pat in the back, to reassure him that the Mila was well and properly done. And it's seeing that live is so much more shaping in terms of Tikkun HaMidos. It's just saying it's important to be there for people. It's important to focus on another's needs. And perhaps Yaakov and others suggest that in this story as well, we're watching something extraordinary. And it's specifically the telling and the retelling. Because Eliezer stood to gain nothing and to lose tremendously by successfully fulfilling his mission. Finding a member of Avram's family to be the kala for Yitzhak meant that his own daughter was out of the running. And he had that conversation, as I understand, with Avram. And Avram had been open with him, that ideally looking for someone from the family. And there was incredible personal bias on Eliezer's side. You would have thought that a lesser man would have, if not, shirk the responsibility at all, at least sort of wait and sort of take it slow, we'll see how it goes, and certainly to be a little excited when things don't go quite as planned. And here you see Eliezer, who is devoted to what needs to be,
who's focused on what's right, and is going to ensure that the mission is done responsibly. He does it, he's on task, he gets it done as quickly as possible, and even in the retelling, there is nothing that's marketed down, and there's nothing that's packaged in the presentation to Rivka's family in a less flattering way than the way, if anything, he seems like he's trying to cement the deal. We could talk about honesty, and we could talk about responsibility, and we could use words like loyalty. It's in the area of Tikkun HaMidos in particular. These sorts of ikarim, that telling the story is so much more powerful, and that's perhaps why it is that this episode, these episodes need to be told and retold, to hear them how they happen, to hear how Eliezer tells it, and to watch that honesty that becomes a model for us as well.